This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Democratic backers of an effort to crack down on rent-setting companies are criticizing the governor's decision to veto their bill. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bill would have banned the use of computer algorithms to set rents in Colorado. It's a practice consumer advocates say allows for collusion and pushes rents higher than what they otherwise would be. Democratic Senator Julie Gonzalez of Denver was one of the main sponsors.
When we have a governor who is choosing to side with tech bros instead of working Coloradans, it's a sad day in the state of Colorado.
In his veto letter, Polis said it's already illegal for landlords to collude and worried the bill would make it harder for them to use some legitimate technologies. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Democratic Representative Joe Neguse wants to make it easier for disaster survivors to cut through red tape and get federal aid. He's introduced two bipartisan bills that he said will do just that. One would waive the interest rate for Small Business Administration disaster loans for a year. The other would give more flexibility on SBA loan applications in wake of a disaster. This is CPR News and KRCC. In Colorado Springs, highs in the upper 70s. Denver will be warmer. In the upper 80s. Across the Front Range, a chance of thunderstorms with hail up to an inch. So try to get your car to safety. Hope you're having a great weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.